Okay, our next speakers are Dieter Haag and Rudy Boshoff. They're going to speak to us this morning on smart services and supportive benchmark longwall production. Dieter is currently the head of underground excellence with Anglo American. He joined Anglo in July of 2008 as regional head of strategy and planning before he was appointed regional head of operations in April 2009. And in light of significant investment in the underground expansion, as head of underground excellence in 2012. Dieter has an extensive management and mining experience work for De Beers for 23 years, primarily in production and senior management. And the areas in the company, including six years as GM and a number of surface and underground ops, 3 years as chief operating officer for the South African mines. During this time, Dieter has built up significant experience in business improvement, operational performance, overseeing the role of lean production at Beers prior to his departure. His partner, Rudy Boshoff, worked with various mines early in his career before starting with Joy Mining Machinery in 1998, where he became engineering manager at Joy South Africa. From 2004 to 2010, Rudy was a control and automation manager in Australia. And in 2010 to the current his current position where he now is director of Joy Australia. Currently responsible for surface and underground support direct to the customer. So with that, I'd like to introduce our speakers, starting first with Dieter Haag.
Thanks, folks.
Is Dieter in lead off or are you?
No, I'll lead off.
I'm sorry, Rudy.
Right. So we'll just have Rudy lead off. I'm Dieter, that's Rudy.
How do you switch this on?
Okay. Can you guys hear me at the back?
I'll just try and move this up a little closer. All right. So today's presentation is on smart services and the longwall mine of the future. And this is a follow-up on the presentation that Dieter Haag delivered to us on Monday. We presented the Longwall Mine of the Future project. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about how the smart services support this Longwall Mine of the Future. Historically, the relationship between us as equipment providers and the end users has been transactional in nature. However, today it requires a more synergistic approach, a partnership between entities to deliver world-class performances. And you can see us both standing here together today delivering on that. And smart services is one of the vehicles. How are we delivering on a more synergistic approach, a partnership? It allows us to focus on a common strategic focus to deliver. Number two, combined ownership on problems. And the third one is mutually developed solutions. Without that, we're not going to achieve the performances that we require for a remotely operated mining system. Today's presentation is quite simply focusing on three aspects for us. How do we operate in a partnership? How does smart services deliver on achieving that goals in the partnership? And what results have we achieved to date?
All right. So I guess the question is, you've got two people standing up here. One's the OEM. One's the producer, and normally when you get two guys standing up on a stage and both wearing a tie, and one's a producer and one's the OEM, you normally call them the accused. But in this case, that's not what we have here. It's a partnership that started off with a strategy by Anglo American that deduced that we needed to focus on our undergrounds if we were going to be successful for the next 20 years in metallurgical coal. And that partnership started off with a relationship that we had in place already at an existing mine. But it created a vision that said, we need to become benchmark producers if we're going to stay in this business. And if we are able to become benchmark producers, we would not only be able to stay, but we'd be able to grow. So the essence of Anglo American's met coal growth is all about being able to become benchmark producers, and this partnership is that vehicle. So given the current situation in 2013, We've engaged with our partners to improve our performance in our underground operations to the point where we were able to operate at 100 cutting hours a week on our longwalls. And this coming off a base where we were running at about 60 hours a week. And we've managed to do that in 18 months. And for us, that's quite an achievement. Now, we can't ascribe that improvement only to the partnership, but there's no doubt that that partnership underpinned that performance. And this is but the first step on the way to achieving benchmark, because that's not benchmark, and we understand that. And where we're going, where we're coming to, we're talking about an operation that can produce 10 to 12 million run-of-mine tons a year from a single longwall. We believe that's feasible, and as a partnership, we've committed to those goals. Ultimately, if we can achieve that as Anglo American, clearly that puts us in the bottom quartile as a cost producer of hard coking coal. That assures our survival in tough times that we're typical of the sort of thing we're experiencing now. Now, the little diagram we have here kind of tries to share with you the elements that we believe will allow us to achieve that outcome. The bottom four foundation layers talk all about a risk and reward sharing arrangement, and this is the fundament of the partnership. If you don't have skin in the game as both partners, and you don't have equal chance of losing or gaining, the motivation by one of the two partners is going to be different, and the reasons for doing things will differ, and we can't have that. So common ground, that's all about risk and reward sharing. You need to also be looking at the same dashboard. You can't be looking at different KPIs, because that means you have divergent interests. So a common dashboard around common achievables, and then keep it simple. Clearly then, process optimization, that's why you have the partnership, and to optimize process, you need innovations. And that's the nature of this partnership, because we believe to stay static, none of this will be achievable. So unless we innovate, we'll just shuffle off. So the three components, first of all, design it right. So on the left-hand side, the complete mining system, and that's what we're engaged with Joy at the moment on. Designing a mining system capable of achieving 120 hours, 2,200 ton an hour, and zero harm by operating remotely. Those are the three key pillars of growth. We're busy with the process of designing that mining system, and we believe by the end of this month we'll be able to sign off on the detailed design for a longwall that's able to achieve that. The middle pillar that we have there, that's the subject of today's conversation, and that's about smart services. And we'll explain a little bit more what that means in the subsequent slides. And then, of course, once you've got a machine that's designed right, supported right through smart services, then you need to make sure you have the contractual and commercial arrangements in place that enable all of this and don't stifle it. So performance and lifecycle management, clearly an important part of any partnership. So given that framework, all we need to do now is to set the organizations up so that they can talk to each other. And we've attempted to do this, and the diagram you see in front of you here depicts four levels of a relationship that operate between Anglo American, Metcoal, and Joy. Let's start at the bottom. The first part of the slot is all about that smart service, and the drumbeat there is on a weekly basis, and it's of a transactional nature, but the transaction is all about improvement. And we'll talk about smart service and what it is, but the connectivity there is the smart service center direct with the mine, and that drumbeat happens on a weekly basis. We then have a middle layer, and that's a management layer where Anglo American takes the output of smart services and turns it into information for management within Anglo and shares issues and opportunities that exist as a result of this process. The last two levels, the steering committee, and this is a committee that operates on the mine between Joy and Anglo American, meets monthly and is there to guide the organization and roll rocks out the way of this partnership in the achievement of those outcomes. And then ultimately, at board level, we have a regular drumbeat every quarter where at CEO level, there's an interaction. Again, it's one of facilitation, enablement to get this whole partnership and get it to achieve those outcomes that we're after. So with that architecture, with meetings varying from quarterly, monthly, weekly, the framework is then set to achieve the outcomes. So let's talk a little bit more about the smart service process itself.
Thanks, Dieter. So of the three components we said we're going to talk about, Dieter just showed us a little bit how do we structure this partnership and how do we run it on a day-by-day basis. The second component is now showing you how do we actually operate smart services. Smart services is a continuous improvement initiative that in four simple steps, it takes the data, turn that into information, we take action on that information, and it leads to sustainable results. These results is focused alongside with Anglo American on increased cutting hours, more tons per operating hour, and increased safety, zero harm. And that allows us to look at the building blocks for a remotely operated mine. And those building blocks is number one for the Anglo mines, controlling their horizon. And we do it in two aspects. One is keeping a straight face, and the second one is keeping the roof up. The third second component in that is optimizing the cutting cycle and removing constraints from the application and looking that we can clean the floor and keep that face straight. This all leads up as building blocks towards understanding where is our constraints. Can we predict the reliability of components and prevent that component from failing before it occurs? It leads us towards a remotely or enable us towards a remotely operated application where we remove people from harm's way. This builds back towards our strategic objectives with Anglo, achieving a long-term goal of a top producer within Australia and the world. Now, it probably asks you the questions then, how do we operate it on a day-by-day basis? It gives you an understanding of the whole picture, but day-by-day, we take that information, we filter it into a centralized location in the Smart Service Center, where we have people, operational experts, application experts, looking at this data. They then convert this data into information, and Dieter likes to refer to it into three buckets or three components. One area where we look at it is taking the root cause analysis, a reactive root cause analysis approach. He refers to us as the coroner. So as soon as a major event happens, we take the information of that event, for instance, a chain break, and we analyze it and understand exactly why did this event occur and what measures do we need to apply to prevent this event from occurring. The second focus area is major delay elimination when we analyze the information, the data. And during this part, we look on a monthly basis at the major delays that's occurring on the face and what do we need to do to improve the situation by taking those delays out. And in this area, we've been referred to as the health professionals. So we give a pull to the mine and we say, listen, we need to improve our health. How do we actually focus on not getting into this situation again? And the third component is the process optimization. And in the process optimization, we look at the application and optimizing the operational cycles. Dieter would like to refer to us in this situation as the health professional. So now we're at the gym. Now we're focusing at trying to keep the mine fit and operating it at its top ability that it can be operating at. So taking data, turning in information, takes us towards what do we do with this data? It's taking action. And with taking action, as Dieter highlighted, we go through the various layers of immediate action. So as we go into the information, the first step is giving that data back to the mine immediately. If there's an incident that's going to happen, our reaction model is immediately feed it back to the guys on the mine site and take the reaction on preventing an incident. The second layer is the weekly interaction with the mine site, where we look at activities that's going to happen in the maintenance, workflow process, what do we need to do to improve that, prevent the failures from happening. And then the third layer in that is the monthly performance improvements. This leads back to our strategic goals of building the long-run mine of the future, where we actually focus on those key KPIs, what do we need to do back in the design to improve the performance. And the fourth step within it is aligning with our agreed KPIs billing us back to the results, and making it quite visible, breaking it into the buckets from root cause analysis towards process optimization, and how that links towards our key KPIs. Now, for the purpose of today, I've just taken two cases that's going to highlight to you the information of what we've been doing at the mine site today. I spoke about horizon control and how important that is for the application at Anglo American. And we do this in terms of very easily looking at heat maps. Now, I know the information might look quite daunting on the screen, but on the application in Queensland, an important aspect for it is articulation of the band line. In order to keep that face straight, we need to look at three aspects. The first one is the articulation of the band line, or a better way of looking at it is the yaw of the band line. It's a key parameter in terms of keeping that face straight. The second one is the roll of the band line, and the third one is the pitch of the band line. This is very important to know the information. So what we do on a day-by-day basis, we take the information from the shearer, we create the heat map that highlights to us the inclinometer or the differences from a pan to pan. With this information, we're able then to highlight to the customer, Anglo in this situation, where there's opportunities for improvement. And subsequently, over a time period of 6 months, as we've increased the automation, we've seen great opportunities for improvement, but there is still an area that we need to improve, which is basically down at the gate ends where we're cutting in manual, and the greater consistency is required within this area. So our action going into the next block is applying advanced shear automation that's going to drive consistency within that area. The second component or second example is an example of high set pressure. So what happens at Moranbah, they've got a large focus on maintaining the roof up. And if the supports doesn't reach high set pressure, what you basically see there on the left-hand side, within a certain time period, the supports don't read the pressure, it leads to a critical event, which in this situation is a cavity on the face. So combined, we've developed a solution. As soon as the incident happens, our reaction model is we notify the mine, action needs to be taken, get the operators on the face to focus on getting those supports to deliver for us a pressure back into the roof and prevent the incident from happening. So these are two examples out of 180 cases that we've done over the last 12 months at Anglo American Moranbah, and it leads us into the results. So over the last 12 months, we've done about 180 cases, similar to the two that I've just shown, focusing on the horizon control and maintaining the integrity of the roof. And these cases we then value back to our KPIs, either in tonnages or in hours that we've improved, or hours cutting, hours tons per operating hour that we've made available. And that, in effect, has meant roughly about 1.8 million tons that we've achieved over the last year.
So that achievement obviously manifests itself in the performance at the mine in terms of the average weekly tons. And suffice to say, we were in the region of about 100,000 tons mid-year last year. And the last quarter, we've been averaging between 160 and 180,000 tons a week. And that improvement, while we can't ascribe it all just to smart services, there's no doubt having that information, making better decisions, enabled that performance to happen. Made up, how do we do that? Yes, it's all about cutting rate, and it's all about cutting hours per week. So we've managed to average 100 cutting hours, coming from a base of 60 cutting hours a week. And for me, what's important is the fact that we are able to improve because we better understand what's going on the machine, where a lot of these things weren't transparent. We knew there were things wrong, but we couldn't figure out quite what it was. With this information, with the analysis capability that we now have, We were able to answer the questions. Not always easy to fix it, but at least we know what's going wrong. Given the cycle, the drumbeat on a weekly basis, the proactive alarming, setting you up to avoid the breakdown, these are the prime building blocks to the ultimate goal of the 120 hours and 2200 cutting hours in the Goonyella middle seam. So just to really summarize it, the vision for the future then, it's all about productivity on the longwall. Benchmark productivity at 120 hours, that's all about reliability. It mustn't break down, and if it does break down, you've got to fix it pretty quick. So in design, we need to do a lot of work around getting that right, and we're busy with that for our next project in terms of getting the maintenance right, getting the design right to keep the roof up. Geotechnical integrity, if we can keep that roof up, a significant number of delays get avoided. Now, automation is absolutely key to all of that. We intend to operate this face remotely, to do so from surface. That's not been done by us before. Not too many people around it can do that. In order to be able to operate remotely from surface, you've got to understand your machine. If you don't have smart services, if you don't have that data and information about what's going on down there, that's just not going to work. So data from the equipment through to the smart service center, distributed architecture through to centers of technical excellence to really understand that what the data is telling us. That analysis coming back to the mine, enabling the management team to make good management decisions, timeous management decisions. If we get that right, if that all falls into place, and I'd say we're about 60% along the road, the objective of 120 hours a week, zero harm, and 2,200 ton an hour is absolutely doable, and we are convinced of that. And I guess that's our story.
That's it. Any questions?
Yes, I had a question about your current 100 hours a week of cutting per week and your benchmark goal for 120 hours. Could you describe with your data what kind of pattern that looks like? Is that over a 7-day, 24-hour work week? Or what kind of schedule do you have for that? And could you also describe, in terms of a significant delay, what do you see as something that could happen in the mine when you're running the longwall equipment that would cause the most significant delay, the most critical? Thank you.
Super. Yes, no problem. So first of all, how do we achieve 100 hours and 120 hours? That's rostered on for cutting 7 days a week. Of the cutting time that we would roster, we would plan to have maintenance downtime of at least 24 hours within the week, normally in tranches of 12 hours, two tranches of 12 hours. By and large, that's the scheduled downtime that we would plan in and give us the 120 hours. Interestingly, 120 hours means for the whole mining system or the longwall system around about 5 hours mean time between failures. If you can achieve 5 hours mean time between failure for the entire system, you'll get 120 hours. And we derive that from our simulation modeling. And the second question was major delays. Okay, so constitution of major delays, certainly last year the big issue was geotechnical integrity. You know, the formation of a cavity in the Goonyella middle seam that we're operating in northeastern Australia, it gives cavities very easily in a heartbeat where you had a competent roof. Next thing you have a cavity that's running away and you can have 2-3 days of downtime while you recover from that. So being able to predict the formation of this cavity and to sense all the components that contribute to causing a cavity is absolutely critical. Now, given the fact that we have alerts, this is a proactive service, part of smart service. The minute you drop roof support pressure, if you don't achieve roof support pressure within a certain time frame, there's a trigger action response plan. Notifications go out with immediate effect. A management team takes action straight away. We've managed to avoid a lot of cavities as a result of that. In fact, we haven't had a major cavity now for about 6 months. We're really happy with that outcome.
Good morning. One of the most critical functions for productive longwalls is gate road development. And I didn't hear that mentioned in your presentation at all. do you plan to apply smart services to gate road development?
That's absolutely right. Our first priority was longwall. Prove the principle, get the process going, set the architecture up so that you're able to have the analysis and get the decisions made. But ultimately, anything that's in support of achieving 120 hours, you've got to provide the same sort of coverage to. So the sequence that we're following is get the longwall right, including the conveyor system, and then move to all the attributes that surround that, so gas management, water management, all the aspects that support the longwall, and then move to gate entry management and monitoring. The good thing is the new Joy equipment comes fully kitted out with all the sensing that allows us to provide a full smart services package to it. So I think we're pretty well set up to very quickly transition into the support of our continuous miners. It's also a service that currently I think Joy's most suited to doing. They have a significant smart service offering in South Africa which covers continuous miners in the board and pillar operations or room and pillar operations in South Africa. So we reckon we'll very quickly be able to adopt that those learnings that that exist out there. Rudy, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I just like to add to that. Over the last 12 months, we've been working mostly on the long wall because that was the elephant in the room. That's the thing we had to improve immediately. But definitely, there's a five-year plan in terms of getting those aspects all up and running. And the reason why I say 5 years, it's only time towards... All right. He says it's a three-year plan. That's right. It is a three-year plan, and it's focused at getting as quickly as possible up the long wall first, then the development, and then the conveyors. Any other questions? Thank you very much.